There's another interesting spot right there. That's a B natural note against a D7 chord. So, making like a D13 sound. And there would be, I think. Now the bridge melody. There you go. Too. Oh, when you're backing up other people on these tunes, wanted to put down some suggestions for like double stop comping. Like if you go from a C on that C chord, I'm thinking of Vassar Clements and playing it as a C6 chord. Also, John and Gimble would do that. Byron Berline. So you play A, G, C, or A, G, rather than C and E. Then on your E7 chord, you can do a G sharp and an E, or a G sharp and a D. And you can even come right up that scale in thirds. There I just went G sharp, E. A, F sharp, B flat, G, B and G sharp. Okay, then for the A7 chord, you could be just to play A, E, A. You know, as much of that A sound as you want. Or you can go up to C sharp and get an E above it. Sometimes people do a G with that. There it is. Or even an F sharp if you're not on a dominant A. Then for the D, just drop, if you have C sharp and G, just drop that back to C and F sharp and you're there for a D chord. Okay. Da 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 da. There's A minor. And there's our D7. Now we have a D minor to G7, a 2-5-1 progression in C. So you get a D and an F. And if you want to be fancy and walk down, that's okay too. On the bridge, we go to C7. F, D7, G. Okay, what did I do there? So I did a C7 by doing B flat and E. And then an F, I did an A and an F. And then for D7, I did an A and an F sharp. Or you could do C and F sharp also. And then G. Here are all your favorite G licks. Okay, so here's a little bit of line playing against that chord progression, and I'll try to get the melody tacked on again at the end. And looking forward to seeing you.